This is an MUT Radio podcast.
That was Stimela, a city I hate telling a lie. You are listening to MUT Radio Shape and On the Future. The time is 19 minutes past 4 o'clock. Finally, we've got to get hold of Oprah Sam Ndlovu. But before I let him on air, I want to share a story about Isitimela. If you don't know what is Isitimela, and maybe you may have forgotten, Isitimela is a South African Afrofusion band founded during the late 70s when the late Ray Phiri, a self-taught guitarist, together with the drummer Isaac Mjali, keyboard player Lloyd Lelosa, and bassist Jabu Sibumbe. Ray and Isaac came from a group called the Cannibals, while Jabu and Lloyd came from the Movers, two groups that were well known at the time. The Cannibals initially started out as an instrumentalist and later evolved into Afro Soul when they joined forces with vocalist Jacob Maparanyana Khadebe in 1975 as his backing vocal band, continuing to work with him until his passing. The band kept going after Khadebe's passed away, eventually changing their name to Isitimela after the merging of the two set of musicians, Isaac and Ray Phiri, together with Lloyd and Jabu Sibumbe. Subsequently, to a live changing experience for the Cannibals in Mozambique, where they were stranded in Maputo for 3 months. At that time, they had sought to tell all their belongings to take a train back home. This trip was a watershed moment to them, as this was how the new name for this band, Isitimela, was conceived, a direct Nguni translation for the train. Naturally, the name change signaled a new era for the band, also in the terms of growth, which saw the band also roping in new members such as Thapelo Khomo, on keyboards, Ntokozo Zungu on guitar, Charlie Ndlovu and on keyboards as well as Nana Coyote on vocals. Later in the years, the band introduced Sandy Lengema, and much later on Bafana Kuzwayo. As they continued in their quest to develop and expose young talent with soulful things are moving here. Okay, where I am, with soulful tunes, gripping lyrics, the band recorded platinum winning album like Fire, Passion, Ecstasy, followed by the thought provoking songs such as Look, Listen and Decide. The epic Shadows, Fear and Pain, an album out of which the song Zwagala was taken, Go On Living Your Life, as well as the soul staring See the World Through the Eyes of the Child. One of their most memorable tracks, Whisper in the Deep, was restricted for broadcasters by the old South African Broadcasting Corporation. Isitimela has over the years suffered tragedies with the loss of some of key members, the likes of Charlie Ndlovu, Bafana Kuzwayo. It was the tragic passing of one of those South Africans' greatest vocalists, Nana Coyote, that led to Ray recruiting Sam Ndlovu to join Isitimela as a lead singer, a somehow prophetic decision in that it enabled Ray to mentor Sam for what no one could have foreseen at this time, his own untimely passing in July 2017. Out of all setbacks that the band has had to go through, Ray's passing was a devastating blow and threatening to the rail and the train apparently. The band, however, just dusted themselves up after such a catastrophic tragedy that could have seen lesser bands vanish and went into the studio to come up and, with a brilliant and captivating 10-track album entitled Catch the Train. Stimela has been one of the bands that provided a soundtrack for the struggle against apartheid in South Africa. This saw one of their songs banned by the SABC as it was deemed provocative, hence the banning the song. The song was Whisper in the Deep, Ophindemzala, as it's popularly known. The new addition to the band includes Sizwe Mashinini, Mpo Kadiseng on keys, as well as Busiso Ngwenya on drums. The year 2025 marks 45 years since the band's first release. It is therefore befitting that this milestone is observed appropriate, as it will also mark the launch of Stimela's Untitled Through the Storm at in Johannesburg, in one of the SABC studios. Brasem.
Baba.
Ninja.
Ngiyaphila mntaka baba, sinyazwa kini.
Siyaphila. Yinde le bayo.
Yinde ngoba manje nalento esikhuluma ngayo yinde nayo. Istimela side mntaka baba.
Hey.
Manje u 45 years akusona isikhashana esincane, so kuyasho ukuthi cha kusetshenziwe, ingakho nje nayo iyinde kangaka.
Hey, mina ngisathukile nanamanje. I can't believe what my ears have been listening to and my eyes what I've been seeing on social media, the buzz of the new Stimela. And also, you know, when something good is happening and you tell people that have you heard this song again, the band, and they'll be like, unamanga kade labantu bahamba. And what we're seeing now, it's a true reflection of the legacy. I want to take this moment and thank you for joining us on MET Radio, but also to thank you for not letting the Stimela go away while you're still alive. Thank you for taking your time and get back to it and drive it again.
Ithina okufanele sibonge nina, we are the ones that are supposed to say thank you for understanding that some of these things go far beyond what you and I may understand.
Mm.
Stimela is part of the culture, part of the soul of our nation. And each and every generation, iba nenhlanhla yokuthi kube nalawo ma messengers or those mercenaries, if I can call them that, who are sent to be the voice yabantu, to be the ones that always question conscience yetu, to say, are we still on track? Are we still doing things the right way? Hey, check on lokiana, na lokiana. So, Stimela singena lapho ngokuthi yi-band eyaba khona ngokuthi kube nesidingo sokuthi abantu fanele babe nezwi. The people needed to have a voice. So Stimela came into that space to say, we shall be the voice of the voiceless.
And indeed, Stimela is the voice, because I've been listening to the album. The song Ilongo, When Does It Stop? Pamberi Nechia Murenga. All these songs, I like them all. And what surprised me is that the sound hasn't changed. How did you manage, guys, to stick to the old sound, even though you could hear the new elements that have been introduced that are so refreshing and adapting to the now? But it's something that has been like too distant from the old sound. It's still the same version. How did you guys work around in terms of the creation of the album and also make sure that you got people that can better understand the sound that Ubabre Piri and other musicians whom were part of Stimela mentored you and taught you that, son, this is what you should carry, this is how we sound, and this is what we want?
When we joined the band, because we loved the sound. We joined the band because we could relate to the sound. We joined the band because we got excited with the sound. Now, what does that mean? It means that when you are inside, you learn, you begin to learn directly, as you put it, from Bona, Lloyd. Mm. Then when you find yourself in a space where you have now to make decisions, you can't change that which excited you to make something which you yourself, if you were still on the outside, you would not be happy listening to. So we could not change the sound, and we did not want or seek to change the sound because we know that so many Semdlovus are apparently, and this is what they are expecting. They are expecting the sound that they know. Yes, time goes where we find ourselves having to embrace new influences and all of that. But as a song is cut, we need to realize that Stimela is about the distinct sound. And if we change that, we shall cease to call ourselves Stimela.
Mm. Brasem, I want to take a few steps back, because we're talking about the sound and it what captured you. If you could share briefly who is Sam and how Sam, what inspired you, as much as Stimela inspired you with the sound, but before Stimela, where were you in the music? And I know that there's music out, digital stores, there's a lot, but I know the first performance in 2004 with you and Stimela, you know, and I'm trying to track back in other performances that where you experience the Stimela. But before that, what inspired you like to do music, and who is Sam?
Kuthiwa inkunzi isematholeni. So, mina, we had our own band called Black Chain. Mm. So, leyo band, for some reason, njengoba ngisho ukuthi ngangivele ngiwuthanda umculo weStimela. For some reason, people each time sidlala, people would say, "Ay, I sound yenu ifana ne sound yeStimela." So the way we wrote, the way we arranged, Bona, Bebefana no Tishela, Giti, we learned from them from a distance. It got to a point where they got to know about us, because when they came to play around my province, my hometown, we would get booked also as the curtain raiser. And then Magdala, they would listen, and that's when the relationship started, the mentoring started, and then we found ourselves engaging with Ray, with Jabu, with Lloyd. They would sometimes attend our practice sessions. And one thing led to another. 2010, when Nana Coyote passed away, maybe even before then, there's something that happened in 2004, where they came to my hometown, Stimela, that is. Mm. Stimela came to my hometown, but strangely, for some strange reason, which nobody to date can explain why and how it happened. Mm. For some reason, Ray Piri was not there. Nana Coyote was not there. That is 2004. Mm. And I happened to be at the venue to watch Stimela, because it's my favorite band.
Wow.
But already they knew me from my band, Black Chain. So some of them said, "No, because Ray is not here, let's cancel the show and go back to Joburg." And some said, no, we're not going to cancel the show. Sam is here, and we're going to continue with the show. Some said, no, you can't. Are you kidding? Who is this guy that you can entrust with such a huge responsibility? For some reason, they ended up agreeing to say, "Okay, if he messes up, then the blame is going to be on you."
Mm.
And then we went on stage. We did the show. I remember the first song was Sishovingolovan.
Yeah.
And when you look at the band, they are tense.
Mm.
And you're standing in front there. It's like they are tense. They're saying, "Hey, so it's born, Ella." And then you start, I can say you've tried to understand me. Now is the time to stop trying. And you look back and you see everybody now is starting to groove and be in the song. And then it tells you, yeah, we're on the right track. That is 2004. 2010, fast forward to cut a long story short, 2010, Nana Coyote passes on. I get a call from Chikapa Ray Puri saying, what are you doing tomorrow? Not next year or next month or whatever. What are you doing tomorrow? Because we are launching an album at the Market Theater, and I want you to be there. And that was it. That was the beginning, 2010. Unfortunately and sadly, 2017, he was himself to pass on. And then which meant now I had to take the full responsibility. So that's the long and short of it.
Wow. Someone really told me about that story in 2004. They were all surprised and shocked because you guys, you never had a rehearsal with them.
No,
but
no.
The way...
I'm saying, it's like seeing you in the audience and saying, hey, where now fuck is going? Let's move.
Yes. And yeah. I was like... So how did you said no? And so sasishaka because we didn't know exactly ukuthi izohamba njani. Like, will you understand? I'm a turn around and go in. But hey, by God's grace, it was one of the best performance. And
you know, I can tell you something about a simple thing about music with Stimela. Music with Stimela, we don't do what today's musicians do. They take a song and mutilate the song. They murder a song to a point where when they perform it, you can't even identify it. It's the complete opposite with the music with Stimela. If you know the record, if you can sing or play note for note with the record, then we can call you on stage anytime, because what we do, we give people a live presentation of what they will hear on the record. When we rehearse, we send, if there's a new member, we send them the song and say, study that song, listen to that song. That is what the rehearsal is going to be about. So that's what made it easier for me, because I knew all the songs. I remember they said to me, okay, if you say this guy is going to sing, we don't want to be embarrassed. Send him to Lloyd. He must tell Lloyd which song we must remove from the song list we were going to do today. I went to Lloyd and looked at the songs. I still remember at the time, Kabelo Buga had just released his song Zonke. Amadlala nani nani ngithi Zonke. So he had just finished performing, and I looked at the list that they gave me. I said, no, ngizifuna zonke. They said, huh? I said, yebo. I said, yebo. Because they didn't believe that anybody could do that. And from song one to the last song, we did it. Because like I said earlier, if you know Stimela's music, note for note from the record, then you can play with the band anytime.
Kunjalo, I want us to take a short break, and I want to play this one. Because ngifuna sikhulume about the new album, but ngifuna ukuyidlala kuqala. When does it stop?
Ola.
Yeah.
This is MUT Radio. Ready to set it up, set it up, set it up. Shape and own your future.
My name is Lawrence, I'm from the Netherlands, and you're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
The world is a very strange, unforgiving, cruel and lonely place. We still give thanks to the Most High regardless, but it doesn't mean we cannot ask. When does it stop raining? When do I stop running? When I have no place to hide, my pain is bad. The winds in my life unforgiving. doesn't stop hurting? When does the pain go away? When the pain is too much to bear, all my friends are gone, only friends I have are my tears. When does it stop? Does it ever get better? When does it stop? See, the only friends that I have are my tears. Wish it could get better. When does it stop? You know I've been drifting, shifting, hoping to find a place where I could find some days. Does it ever stop? Well, I don't know. I don't know.
This is the sounds of Istimela, led by Brasim Ndlovu. When does it stop? It's on the new album, Through the Storm. It has, last week Friday, it came out. So check it out on all streaming platforms. Please download the album, support. And you are listening to Timeless Music. I'm your host, Kamalamige Untokozo Wakaphelezi. I'm still with Brasim Ndlovu from Istimela. Brasim.
Bob.
Can I tell you, when I listen to the album, what I heard, I don't know.
Lalele, Bob.
So I'm a huge fan of Nana Coyote. If anyone can tell you about me, they will tell you in my, when we talk about male vocalists in South Africa, he's the first one I'll tell you about that.
Yeah.
Nana is the best. Yeah. Well,
no, he was a dog.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He was, you know, he called himself Mr. Music.
Mm.
And I've heard Nana handle. By the way, I also had a very good relationship with him.
Mm.
We would have very late night, I'm talking, you know, telephonic conversations and all of that. And he would give advice and all. So I've heard him handle songs that have left me with goosebumps.
Mm.
That was one singer I really, really, really respect.
So now, when I listen to this album, I can hear his voice. I could hear Ray Perry's voice. How do you do it? How do you find this balance? Or maybe let's put it like this. When you guys recorded the album, in studio. What were your prayers? What did you, how did you manage to finish the album? Because I hear everyone on that song, and it's like they are there. It's not like you are the only one. It's like they are there accompanying you.
Yeah, yeah. You are. It's like you know what happened in studio, because at some point the Abosis Mandis Adlanga and the other lady Unoxolo Khadebe, who did the backing vocals. Mm. They said something I had been feeling, but in the studio, to say, I sense like the people that we see in the room, they are not the only people who are here.
Mm.
So Usus Mandisa said, you know, there's something about this album. He has the corner lento. I can't really explain it, but there's something here. So it's like you are picking or looking into the process in at Downtown Studios, which unfolded. So, me now I felt a presence. Yeah, but I do all the time. Even yesterday we were performing in Nganyamazane, which, by the way, happens to be the township where Ray Pirim, Ngam Jali, and Jabu Sibumbe came from. So, each time Masi Kivele stage, Gubana, that sentiment, it's like you're feeling this, Gwangazati, next to you, there are people that are walking, but you can't see them. You can only feel their presence. So I think it translated into the feeling, because even before Umna passed on, he would say, yes, but we three in one, we, and it's something that one cannot explain. It's beyond what my words are capable of explaining. But I hear you. I hear what you're saying. We feel it. We know that. We are always never alone. If we can count bodies, physical bodies, we know that we are never alone at all times.
And indeed, you are never alone, because we are also here to support the music. So when the album is out, are you guys planning to come to do a tour? What to look up to the next coming events of Istimele?
We just had a very, very successful launch last week, Friday, in Johannesburg, as you mentioned. And for us, what was key was seeing some of the strategic people that we need at the venue. They were there. These are the people who must now then go out and say, hey, Istimele lives. Istimele kicks butt. Because that is what happens.
Yes.
So the plan, like I'm saying, yesterday we had a show in out in Nelspruit, Mpumalanga, and we know that on the 30th we may be back, but at a different venue in Mpumalanga, and there are plans for the band to take a strategic tour around the country, because much as we are presenting the album through the storm, but we are also saying to the people, hey, the band is here. Listen to yourselves and tell us if this sounds like a dead band. Because people that came out of that launch last week Friday were saying, if I close my eyes, I can't tell the difference between what I hear and what I heard those years back when all of them were still here. How do you do it? We say we do it because we respect the song. That's what they taught us. Respect the song at all times. You don't bring your personality, but you are here because you are the servant to the song. And that's what makes it easier for us. That's what we shall always be using going forward.
Yo, I still like thinking about it, because I had a chat with Umamandi Sadlanga sometime this week. I was like, hey, Ma, I just heard your voice. I just heard your voice kwistimela, and it hasn't changed. You are 70 now, but still sound the same. How do you do it? You know, and it's not only just stimulus, but how you guys have captured or worked together again. You know, there's always a dispute when we talk of a band. You know, there's always challenges with the band, you know, when people get on stage and perform, we don't see that. And with this Timela, I don't know, but it's, you guys have carried it so gracefully to keep it each other like intact in the music and also amongst yourselves. How do you guys like would motivate upcoming new bands in the diaspora who wants to connect and wants to share their music? What keeps you glued together?
We it's the respect for what we do. We know and understand that it's not about fame. Once you get into the music industry for fame and for fortune, money, then you are likely to be driven by that to a point where you will not be able to see even when you're hurting one another in a band setup, or maybe in the broader sense of the music business, because your preoccupation will be, I need every rand that I can make at all costs. Whether you are damaging relationships, because any business is about relationships. Whether you are messing relationships up, you will not care, because your eye is on the money. But if you get into the music business because you want to be a servant, you want to be a voice, you want to contribute to the betterment of society, if you respect the craft will respect you and it will reward you.
Yeah, ne? I'm just overwhelmed by the responses. And also, I'm in disbelief that I'm talking to you, you know, because that's just, when you look at my age, some people will say, how? But why are you listening to the songs? But what always fascinates me is to learn about our history. So I always call myself a researcher in the music industry, because
that's the best way to go about it, because it enriches your soul. You become so enriched on the inside to a point where you begin to see things that other people do not see. You begin to understand concepts that other people find very difficult to decode. That's the way to go.
Injalo, injalo. In closing, where people can find Istimela right now?
PC, you know, I'll tell you, we're so eager. We're talking to people in KZN because we want to take the band on a nationwide, as we said, on a nationwide strategic tour. But we want to do these intimate shows that will not. You see, what we had at the launch was an intimate show of people who had come strictly for Stimela. And we had to stop others who were saying we want to come because there was no longer space at the venue. So those are the ones that we want to have nationwide. So we're saying to people in KZN, if you know that you would like to have Stimela come to your area, engage with us. They must talk to you to say, hey, can you reach out to Stimela for us? We'd like to have them here. We'll make it happen. For us, it's no longer about the money. As long as we can be able to get the band on the road, as long as we can be able to take care of the basics of putting together a show, the rehearsals, the allowances on the road, making sure that when people come back, they are able to put something on the table. That's what Stimela is all about now. It's not about making millions and all of that. No, no. We're not in that space. We know who we are, and we know the purpose for which we exist.
And kubalekile ukuthi nize eThekwini. I remember in one of the live gigs of Istimela, there was Upramanja Zigalala on bass. And yeah, he used to live here by my house as well. So these are great moments because he's also late, but he performed, he got an opportunity, you know, to share stage with Istimela. Yeah. And I always post about it when I talk to people about Istimela. So Pramanda did play there. You don't know Pramanda. And then I have to unpack other stories that are related with Istimela.
Mandla Zingalala.
Yes, Mandla Zingalala.
The bass player. Yeah, bless his soul. Because he's also passed on.
Yes, he's late now. Prasen, thank you so much for taking your time with us, Hloniphe, usichazele ngesitimela. Thank you so much. I'm not gonna ngikudedele nje kanjalo. I'll play a song, one of my favorite. This is my favorite, Ixilongo. I like the way you guys did the song, the backing vocalist. Yo, I don't know, the arrangement of the song talks to me, you know, talks
to me. It's crazy. It's crazy because before we even went to Unati, the decision to make that song was intentional. We said, let's create a song for Unati. Now, that speaks to the wealth of talent that we've got. To say we're able to say, okay, here's a singer like this. Let's make her or let's make him a song. And then we create a song around the person, not the other way around. That's how Ixilongo came about.
Wow. Thank you so much. Do you like to share your contact email address, cell phone number?
Facebook, it's Istimela_Istimela on Facebook. And then my contact number is 078-400-2018. Asikho ngale ku X ngoba hey kuyashesha ngale ifuna abantu bakhona thina sesihamba lesitimela lethi lesesihamba ngamalahle asikho ngale kwagijima lama Gaut train khona cha asikho la.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.